Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are definitely losing the art of letter writing. In an age of emails, text messages, and social media, letter writing is becoming more and more seen as an obsolete form of communication. But hopefully you all know the experience of how much more intimate it is to receive a handwritten letter. A few years ago, the novelist John McGregor invited strangers to send him a handwritten letter in the post. He wanted to encourage people to think about writing in ways that didn't involve screens. When he started to receive letters from all over the world, McGregor was expecting that these letters would take the form of stories, essays, poems, memoirs, and so forth. But the surprising thing was that almost everyone that wrote to him wrote about the nostalgic and rare pleasure of sitting down to write a letter at all. Now, following on from yesterday, we read in today's first reading that the apostles and elders, after reaching a decision in the Council of Jerusalem, send delegates with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch in order to give them a letter. It's important to remember that more than half of the New Testament books are letters, and there is something different to letter writing. So Emma Restuccia, a Catholic blogger, taking the example from Paul's letters, writes that there are three helpful qualities of letter writing: intentionality, leisureliness, and tangibility. Letter writing requires intentionality because it requires a certain mindset of silence and meditation to write a heartfelt note. Letter writing is also leisurely in the virtuous sense, both in writing and in reading one, fostering an attitude of receptivity of the soul. And lastly, letter writing is tangible. It becomes a physical token of love. God has written his love letter to us in the sacred scriptures, and thus perhaps it may be worthwhile to spend some time writing to those close to you, and to God himself perhaps, becoming a loving gift, not only to the one whom you will write to, but to yourself too. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord, we pray, that being rightly conformed to the Paschal mysteries, what we celebrate in joy may protect and save us with perpetual power. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.